Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. As you know, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're so glad to have you as part of our day. And if you've been listening already, well, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to know exactly what I mean when you hear our next guest, which you've heard before. Jim Cantarucci is our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust. He's executive advisor and author and a speaker. He talks with individuals about how to help them maximize their personal performance. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. And he's our good friend. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be back with you and your great audience, especially in this very exciting time as we begin the new year.
Well, absolutely. I'm glad you're here right now, because I've been talking to the audience about 2008. What are we looking at? And what I said earlier in the show was, okay, let's sit down with everybody in our group and say, all right, what did we do in 07 that was really, really smart? What did we do that was just so darn good that we want to make sure we don't lose that? We don't forget to replicate that. Because that can actually happen. It's amazing to me. It amazes me sometimes, Jim, how many good ideas just wind up lying fallow because we get tired of them. And then let's look at what we didn't do so well. Let's shine a light on those areas that we don't really want to visit very much and say, where did we make mistakes? What did we do wrong? What do you think about that, Jim?
Well, it's that time of year, and I think that shining a light on things, as you describe it, is perfect. We forget to be grateful for the things that we've accomplished. We take them for granted. We expect so much of ourselves. And we also tend to gloss over those recurring problems or those habits that get us into trouble regularly, that if we solve those can lead to innovation and can push us over the top. So we need to look at both ends of that spectrum for sure.
Right. Now, you talk about, in your book, you talk about something you call the catalyst.
Yeah, let's do a little reminder on personal brains. Let's
We've all heard that term, catalyst.
Sure.
We all know what it means. But you know, sometimes when we think of the word, we think of the definition, we use it in a sentence or something like that, but rarely do we turn it on ourselves.
Well, let's define personal brains first, which gives us the perspective on the four catalysts, and then we'll get into them in a second. Here's the definition of personal brains. When you're faced with a situation where you have to come up with and implement a great idea and you can, then that's personal brilliance. And the four catalysts that we work with to develop personal brilliance are awareness, curiosity, focus, and initiative. And the book Personal Brilliance explains the approaches, but as we've talked about a number of times, we've grown a number of tools to help those that are on the journey to improve their personal brilliance. What we're talking about are natural tendencies, catalysts, that tarnish after a little while. You know, the raise your hand, stand in line, don't chew gum kind of rules that we get as we grow up tend to tarnish those natural abilities of awareness, curiosity, focus, and initiative. What we're talking about is just polishing those up so that they can lead us to a habit of innovation in what we do, and I think that's very important.
No, there's no question about that. And of course, let me blend another thing in here, because I was talking about this concept in a previous hour with somebody else, and I think that when we're trying to seek our own personal brilliance, don't you think that we have to differentiate between excellence and perfection?
Well, perfectionism is one of the biggest barriers that we have.
It's our enemy, isn't it? Because especially if you're an entrepreneur, especially if you're a creative person, you're trying to be creative, if you try to seek perfection, What I say, Jim, and I do this all the time, and I'm going to keep doing it because people, it resonates with people. When I give speeches and I say this in speeches, people come up to me later and say, that really hit me in between the eyes. And that's this: seek excellence, not perfection. Because what happens, Jim, when we're trying to be as brilliant personally as we can be, as you talk about, at some point in time, we have to make a decision and pull the trigger. And if we're still trying to be perfect, we're never going to pull the trigger.
Well, Jim, let me give you a little bit of a twist on this whole thing. I think that we're trying to solve a problem here, which is this perfectionism. And I agree with you 100% that it's a problem. But I think we have to have the problem first. If we start seeking that perfection, we maybe go a little too far.
All right, hold on to that thought. I'm gonna let you flesh that out. That's good stuff. We're gonna do that right after these messages, folks. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Jim Cantarucci.
Jim, this is Joe Kilmartin here at Salary.com. I'm calling you to congratulate you on your 10th anniversary. During the past 10 years, the Small Business Advocate has become the major source of information for the small business community. We at Salary.com wish you many more years of success. Keep up the good work.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate, Jim Cantarucci, is our guest. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, give us your website, please.
It's mypersonalbrilliance.com, mypersonalbrilliance.com.
Okay, I want you to tell us about a new thing that you got available. But what you also have to do, folks, what you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, is during the break, before Jim joined us, I went best 2 falls out of 3 with him and negotiated a free deal for you. Right, Jim? I mean, I'm always working for my audience, Jim. So what do you got for us for free? And then there's something else I want you to tell us about.
Just for you. What we do have for you is the Personal Brilliance Innovation Problem Solving Model. And so it's a special report that walks you through the model for, without having to change your entire company or way of being, creating a model to make decisions throughout the entire organization so that you could take advantage of innovation. So that's available
for
all of our
listeners. That's free. I didn't know what we got to do to get there.
Well, Jim, as you know, we try to provide our community with a number of tools through the website mypersonalbrilliance.com. We've talked about, for example, the online personal brilliance quotient. A lot of those are free. But as we've talked over the last year, there are a number of perspectives on the personal brilliance material. It's about the individual and it's self-improvement, but we got very corporate with our training and coaching programs as well. Even with heavy-duty corporate audiences, I take them through a guided visualization. We talked about focus in one of our episodes, you and I, and visualization is a big key to generating the proper focus. But when I'm with an audience, I'm a bit limited. When you got 1,000 people in the room, I have to be generic and you have to be basic. So I've tried to solve this problem. We've combined visualization, meditation, and relaxation audio techniques with the concept of what I call a daily appointment so that you take stock and are working on yourself. And we've developed a tool that's very customized to each person, and we work with you to couple your goals and your guiding statements for all the areas of your life and visualization prompts into 9 audios that make your daily appointment.
And those are things that are on the website, folks. That's one of the ways Jim makes a living. But he also has some of the free stuff to give you a little taste of what he offers, so you can decide if it's something that you want to invest in. And of course, as you know, I don't have chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. So if Jim's here, then you know he's one of the best.
So Jim, let me give you a special website just for this offer.
Okay.
It's no W's. Daily appointment, all one word, dailyappointment.pb for personal brilliance, pbselfstudy.com. Dailyappointment.pbselfstudy.com. You can get that problem solving model and read all about the daily appointment and what
it's
about.
Just try that. Just type that into the box, folks. Don't put any W's in there. All right, we'll get Jim to give us that again in a minute. Okay, Jim, we were talking about the difference between perfection and excellence. And what I say is that if you're seeking excellence for yourself as you're trying to grow and do a better job, whatever you're doing, if you're seeking excellence, you're doing everything you can do within your power, your human power, to look under every rock, ask all the questions, get everything that you think you can possibly get. But at the moment in time when you need to make a decision and take that first step, even if it's not perfect, even if you don't have everything that you would like to have, you have sought excellence if you've done everything you can, and excellence is then making that next step, not waiting for perfection.
Well, and Jim, the point I was trying to make before the break was that it's a transition that we go through. I think early on, we're seeking that perfection. Everything's got to be perfect. We're trying to do a good job, you know, and that's a good thing. We need to go overboard a little bit. And maybe, let's put some age ranges on it. You do that in your 20s, right? But then
right.
as we grow and we mature, we back off of that a little bit. So it's a transition, and we move to what's more important, your point, excellence. And what we're talking, when we talk about initiative, the catalyst of initiative with personal brilliance, it's about taking that first step, getting it out there, creating a test, creating a pilot, and it doesn't have to be perfect. There's going to be typos in it. The idea might not be totally polished, and then you can let your audience, your customers, tell you how to make improvements. But you're there first, and you've taken up that space in your customer's mind, and that's a good position to be in.
Would you agree with me when I say that the primary difference between excellence and perfection is excellence makes allowance for mistakes?
Absolutely. We have to fail. We have to make mistakes. We have to then learn from them. That's the process. That's the journey that we're on. And we need to experience that. There are no shortcuts. So you need to go out there and try some things. If you're waiting for it to be perfect, you've never tried anything, and you don't learn anything as a result.
Failure is the harness made of success, isn't it?
Exactly right.
It's pulling in this harness, just like success is. I still love what Thomas Edison said probably more than 100 years ago. He said, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Without a doubt. 1,000 tries and 1,000 failures and 1,000 lessons that make the final product perfect.
Yeah. And now the key, though, and this is, talk to us about how this works in your personal brilliance. I think one of the keys is to make lots of decisions. That means you're making lots of little ones, and when you make a mistake, your mistakes are little. What do you think?
Well, I think there's something to that. When we look at focus, we look at the 360-degree focus so that you can actually see the scoreboard of what you're doing while you're making all those little decisions.
Right.
And the interrelationships of them, that's what's most important.
There are 360 little adjustments that you can make, not 36 big ones. Stand
exactly.
by, Jim. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Jim Cantarucci. And don't forget, we're going to give you that website again in a minute where you can go find out about all the free stuff that Jim has and maybe even some stuff that he'll sell you. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the different things that we do here on the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show over the internet, including podcasts. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can check out our blog. You can read articles. You can listen to archives. You can check out our Brain Trust members. Lots and lots of stuff. No barrier to entry. Just show up. We'll let you hang out with us and use our stuff for free. And, of course, we got our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, and we encourage you to go there and get your small business answers now. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, give us that website again. And folks, this has no W's. I want you to know more about this thing that Jim's developing, this daily planner thing that he's working on. Can they also get the free report at this website?
Absolutely, Jim. You can get the free report. And here's another little feature. We have a chat feature on that site, so I'll be there all morning to continue the conversation.
Good
deal.
Please
come join me.
That's great. So give us the website.
The website is dailyappointment.pbselfstudy.com, like personal brilliant self-study. So dailyappointment.pbselfstudy.com.
No W's, folks. Just type that, what he just said, into your browser address bar, and it'll go right there and get that free thing, get the free report, and then check out the other stuff. Okay, Jim, we're talking about excellence. We're talking about personal brilliance, and my I've been overlaying this, my idea of excellence versus perfection. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that you've hit it right on the head. We've talked about the journey from perfectionism back to excellence, and it's a maturity process. It's a process of making mistakes, of trying things, of piloting things, and then taking that valuable input and insight and weaving it into the product design or the process design, whatever you're working on. And that's what generates the habit of innovation. That's where personal brilliance comes from. So we've talked about all four of the catalysts almost in this conversation: awareness, curiosity, focus, and especially initiative, taking that first step even before you're perfectly ready so that you can take advantage of the situation.
You know, Jim, I keep sticking new things in here, but I can't look at your four catalysts without also thinking about courage.
It's a big piece of the puzzle. It takes guts. This isn't easy.
Yeah, it isn't.
It's
being
natural.
Being a business owner, you know what I think one of the essence of being a successful business owner, especially if you started from something from scratch, not just having courage, but having the courage to believe in yourself, to have faith in yourself. What do you think?
Well, who is going to work on you if not you?
Yeah.
And it does take some effort. It's easy to get in the mode of taking care of others. Running a small business, Jim, is just like being a good mom. A good mom will put her children first, but unfortunately sometimes at the expense of herself and her own development.
Right.
We can't do that. We owe it to our company, to our children, to be the best we can be. And so having the courage to work on you, to pay attention to you, and to participate fully in the process rather than just do the busyness pieces is critical to our success, without a doubt.
Well, you've got to have the courage to, when you hear other people, those negative Nellies that you talk about, the naysayers that you talk about in your book, when you hear those people, you know, you got to have the courage to listen to them and say, okay, let me hear what they have to say. But then you have to have the courage to sort all that out and say, okay, I think that part's right, but I think I disagree with that part. I believe myself on that part.
It's much easier to do that, too, if you work from a sense of purpose. One, identify your purpose and what you're about and what you're doing, and then, as you say, have the courage to stick with that purpose.
And the purpose is what the other people probably don't know about. They don't get it, do they?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's okay, yeah, if that's behind the scenes.
Right. But that's
you
but
have
that's,
to be true to it.
That's how you differentiate your feelings from their feelings.
Exactly right.
The purpose. So you got to be honest about your purpose, don't you?
Exactly. And working through that, finding out what your guiding statements are, what you're visualizing so that you could enhance and really solidify and make concrete that purpose is
right.
What it's all about.
Right. Hey, Jim, give us the website one more time.
It's dailyappointment.pbselfstudy.com. And a big announcement, I will be interviewing Jim Blassingame on my podcast. You'll hear more about it here, so I'll pick his brain. We'll flip the tables a little bit. So
all right.
For details on that.
I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be next month. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Happy New Year. Let's have a good 2008 together. What do you think?
Absolutely. And don't forget, everybody, you're brilliant.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. Happy New Year, everybody. And don't forget, I'll be here on New Year's Day, live and in person, every time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.